Hey friends, Doug Addison here. Welcome to Spirit Connection. It's August 1st, 2018, and I'm excited. Boy, my team's excited. We're all here getting ready to release this prophetic word. The Lord is moving right now. It's a powerful, powerful time. And so we just want to come into agreement with that, Lord. With whatever you're doing, we just say yes. Yes to what you're doing. Lord, we pray that you would open the heavens right now in the name of Jesus. I ask, Lord, that you would release this prophetic word. We had a lot of warfare against it, but that just means it's going to be good. That you release this prophetic word, it would get out to the world, whether you're joining us live or watching the podcast or the replay. The Lord moves outside of time. Something great is going to happen. We invite you, Holy Spirit, right now, open the heavens in Jesus' name. Amen. My website's DougAddison.com. You can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Facebook is The Doug Addison. Twitter and Instagram, Doug T. Addison. And I recommend following my daily prophetic words. If you already don't, get it by email. I'm encouraging people to do that because that way you could actually interact more with it. You could get it onto your phone or onto your computer start tracking those words. All you have to do is go to DougAddison.com and click on the Daily Prophetic Word. You can have it delivered to your email. Plus, while you're there, we have a new free ebook. And you'll see it right there up in the upper right-hand corner. Download the free ebook, which is 4 Keys to Change Your Life. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about it in just a little bit. But, all right. Our team's online right now with us, so you can chat in your questions. And unless you're watching the replay, that can't happen, but we'll try to get to the questions and I'm going to release this prophetic word, do some activation prayer, then we'll come back with some Q&A a little bit later. All right, let's go for it. August is going to be a very special month as a long awaited revelation will is going to start flowing from heaven. It's going to be flowing freely. There's going to be this break of the drought of the spiritual realm. There's been a drought in the spirit for many people for a number of months or even years for some of you. But the last few months have been kind of strange. And there's been some distractions going on. But I tell you, the Lord, I met with the Lord, trying to say how it happened, but it just happened. The Lord gave me a word and I just had this meeting with the Lord yesterday and he said there's going to be a break open of things. And things that are going to open up like dreams and visions, prophetic words, strategies, songs, all types of creative revelation. All types of things are going to start flowing in the month of August. It's to prepare you for the next few months, especially for September. It's going to be a crucial time. So this is a time of mysteries of heaven revealed. Colossians 1:26, very important verse. The mystery by which has been kept hidden for ages and generations, but is now disclosed to the Lord's people. These are the things God is going to start opening up as mysteries. Now, write that one down, Colossians 1:26. This is revelation that was hidden from the ages and other generations. It's now going to be disclosed, whether it's just over you, your generational calling, things like that, or even on a greater level. Expect to get deeper revelations and keys to the things you've been seeking the Lord about. Mysteries are going to be revealed, and these are hidden keys, strategic. This is basically to open up the strategic season we're now entering. God's going to reveal these things to prepare you for September 2018, so it will be important to focus your prayers during this time, specifically on the things that you need an answer for. Listen. Sometimes we pray a laundry list. This isn't the time to do that. We're moving into a time. The Lord told me to do this, told me to tell people to make a list of the things that you need a breakthrough for right now. Make that list, narrow it down to a few important ones, and begin to ask the Lord for the mysteries to be revealed over that particular thing. You can decree Colossians 1:26. That's the mystery that would be hidden. Or I'm going to give you a couple more of them in just a moment that I use each day. But if you narrow it down And you can still pray your other prayers, but I'm just saying, the Lord said to get really focused in the month of August. And I've got a few prayer strategies for you. And as you do this, you're going to see the Lord start to reveal things in different ways. So I heard this word is for you to stay with it, all of us. Stay with it and don't get up. Don't give up. John 15, 7 and 8. You want to write that down. John 15, 7 and 8. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, you can ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. And this is my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. Now, even though the season has been difficult, it's beneficial to stay on course or remain in the Lord. That's what Jesus said. Remain in me and I'm remaining in you. So no matter what the circumstances look like, just walk by faith right now and trust that God is going to open the doors for you. Even if it doesn't look like they're open yet, keep moving forward. God's word is true. It will not fail. And it will help to make the list of Bible verses that you can pray and decree for the month of August. August is a time of using God's word to open up the heavens, because the revelation is going to flow. Job 22, 28. So you will decree a thing and it will be established for you, so that the light might shine on your ways. You can use Bible verses as decrees. Decrees are like legal documents, so to speak. It's like a legal declaration, because we're no longer under the law. But I tell you, the law of the Lord, in other words, the word of the Lord, is great. If you notice, when Jesus started, he started interacting with Satan during his time of temptation in the wilderness. They were like arguing the word back and forth. You know, Satan comes with a word like it was a word from the Bible. It was the Old Testament, but it was out of context. And Jesus, like, wow, he flips that around and says, it says this. So it was really interesting. Read that again. You'll see they were like, arguing the law of like an attorney in a courtroom setting. And it's just important to understand this is, you need to understand the word right now and not get off on different things right now. But here are three Bible verses that I use every single day. I decree the verses to open the heavens when things are cloudy. And one of them, the first one, is John 16, 13. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. The second one, 1 Corinthians 2, 10. These are the things that God has revealed to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. Daniel 2:22, he reveals deep and hidden things, and he knows what lies in darkness, and light dwells in him. I tell you, I use these three things. I usually take communion along with them and some other verses, but it will open the heavens over you. If you're having trouble hearing the Lord or you need a decision, read these three verses. It's what I do. I read them. I pray them all together, just like one big prayer. And I pray them, and then I command the Spirit of truth, that's the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, to speak and reveal. And it will cut through confusion and all the noise that's out there. You might have to try it a few times. And like I said, I do it every day. I have it on my phone and my notes, and I just flip it open and read it and take communion, and it opens things up right now. So we need to pray right now that the mysteries be revealed. I'm going to activate that word right now. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that this word about the mysteries that have been hidden from ages now being revealed in the month of August, I pray for dreams and visions. I speak right now. Open heavens. I command that the Spirit of truth speak over all the noise and all the cloudiness that's out there right now. Lord, I ask now, activate the dreams and visions, angelic encounters, that the word would open, the Bible would open, songs would play, everything would be orchestrate this month, right now, starting now, would orchestrate the word that you're revealing supernaturally. Everything would be coming under your authority and being released now in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to keep going. Got a few other things we're going to activate, but the first one is the mysteries revealed. The second thing the Lord told me to talk about tonight was a realignment that's coming. Now, if you don't know where to go, you don't know what to do, you're unclear in this, then write this down, Jeremiah 42, verse 3. You're going to want to decree this verse. I'm now giving you my prayer list. This is what I do all when I'm in a situation like I am right now. This is my seasonal prayer list right here. Jeremiah 42, verse 3. Pray that the Lord your God will tell us where we should go and what we should do. Decree that verse. You can add that to your prayer each day and just say that, Lord, we pray according to Jeremiah 42, 3, that you would tell us where to go and what we should do. And you can add this to the Spirit of Truth prayers afterwards. You can take communion, whatever it is, go into worship. The Lord is going to reveal plans to move you into place for greater freedom. Now, quite often, that God will do some moving, shifting around when the season changes, like it is right now. The season's changing. And because there's so much change going on, doesn't mean you have to have a physical change. It could be a change of affiliations, a change of business, ministries. It could be a physical change, possibly. Don't step out without confirmation. It's not for everybody, but the next few months, you're going to see a lot of change happening. In fact, I'm changing all kinds. I'm changing the way I'm praying right now. I'm changing up all types of the way I'm journaling. Everything's changing right now because I know it's a new season, and I want to align with what is new and what is working. So the purpose of this realignment is to get you into a strategic place and time that you can receive fully and freely from the Lord. Does not mean there has to be a physical movement. Again, watch for the Lord to give you instructions and to open up these new things, new associations, new friends, new organizations. But be sure to get confirmation before you do any major moves like, you know, physical moves or job moves. Get prayer and get people to agree with you. Now, here's the reason that God's doing this. He spoke this to me, is because there's many people in a season right now, what is called house arrest or a limiting season, but it is now about to end. And it won't, this house arrest about to end is not a blanket word. You're going to need to press in against the verses to decree this. But I'm giving you the formula right now. I'm giving you the recipe for you to get a breakthrough. Many people have been in a place of lockdown or house arrest. And it could be that you're in a limiting season based on whatever God's doing right now. I know I am. I'm in a limiting season right now, and I'm usually one of those prophetic people who live out prophetic words. And so it's very similar, like King Saul didn't recognize David when David started to rise up. Sometimes you can get a promotion. This isn't everybody, but you can get promoted in the spirit, and those around you in the that know you might not recognize it right away. And you got to be careful with this one, you know, that I'm not saying, to say anything bad about leaders at all. I'm not speaking about leaders or anything like that. I'm just saying that it's important to ask the Lord to realign you for the next season. You didn't have to leave a church. Maybe you could just leave a group and lay down one thing in that church and try something new, even though, that we're no longer under those things that it was the previous season. Sometimes a current boss, pastor, leader can see you in that old way. And now I want to be careful with this because I am a leader. I am a pastor. So I know what it is. I know that I'm not speaking this to give people a license to go speak against your pastor or anything like that or leave based on this prophetic word. You must do everything with character. And this is not for everyone. This prophetic word, disclaimer, it is not for everyone. And but there is the Lord showed me a whole group of people who were being released from spiritual jail or house arrest and being moved. Now that many of you have, now here's how you'll know if this fits you, what I just said, is you feel like there's nothing really working for you, or you're not being energized, you're not being fed, you're not being released, your current place, that doesn't mean your current church and everything, it just means whatever. But you're not released to go to the new. This could be the time, if you start to decree some of these verses and see if this is the season for you to move to something new. And you must do this with character. You must not speak against leaders. I'm telling you, this is real important. And so this word is not for everyone, but I did see a whole group of people getting released from prison or house arrest. So I released a prophetic word about house arrest previously. And here's the verse that I use. I've been under house arrest. And here's what I've been using every day to decree. Psalm 142, verse 7. Set me free from my prison that I may praise your name. Then the righteous will gather about me because of your goodness to me. Pray that every day. If you're in that limiting season right now, well, first of all, what is house arrest? Because the Lord turned my house arrest into a house of rest. This is what he wants to do for you. When someone is placed under a house arrest illegally, generally, you're not allowed to leave the place of residence, and you have like an ankle bracelet on instead of going to jail or during your time of trial. And so you can become a prisoner of your own house. But spiritually, there's many times you can be under this type of house arrest, not so much that you've necessarily did anything wrong. Maybe it's just a season, or maybe, you know, I don't know what all the situations are, but the house of God, you could be house arrest in the house of God because God hasn't released you. Like David, he was under house arrest in the house of Saul. Then later on, he got released. Now, you don't have to go through the dramatic part that he did, but I'm just giving you an example. God wants to change your house arrest into a house of rest. Let me explain the limiting seasons. There are seasons that we all go through that in which it feels like we're not being acknowledged, we're not released to our fullest potential. God will use these things to train and develop you into your character. And sometimes it can feel like house arrest, especially prophetic people. You know, I know this from the past, you know, and I look back and, oh boy, I wish I'd heard this message before because I gave people a hard time around me. Sorry, former pastors of mine. But I did. I just wanted to move forward. I felt I didn't understand that I needed to move into a place of rest before I could get out of house arrest. So the best way to go through these trying times is to rest in the fact that God has your best interest in mind. God says, he says this right now, Revelation 21:5. This is the word of the Lord. He was sitting on the throne. He says, I'm making everything new. And he said, write this down. You can trust these words. They are true. Now, this is a word for you right now. The Lord is saying we're moving into a season in which the Lord is making everything new, and you can trust what he's doing. But you need to get into the flow of the Holy Spirit. You need to use character. That means character means that you're using the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness. You're using those things. You're not getting angry. And if you did, then you go back and apologize like I just did today. I apologize for things that I did earlier so I could cleanse my tongue so I'd have authority to speak tonight, plus to heal relationships as well. Because you don't want the sun to go down on your anger. You don't want these things to happen because you need to get cleansed of these things. So here's my house arrest. I went through this for 4 years. I had a chronic illness and it placed me under house arrest. And it came from many different sources. It started 4 years ago, at least 2014. And didn't matter what I would do. I just couldn't seem to get out of this. I couldn't. I had just gone through this time where I've been traveling. Back then I was traveling 150 days a year. I was doing conferences. I was doing everything. Then all of a sudden, I couldn't even travel. I was wiped out when I'd come home. I used to prophesy over hundreds of people. I'd come home so wiped out. It's 2014. I finally, I had to pull back. And in the midst of that house arrest, I found the house of rest. And here's what the Lord did for me. For the first time in my 59 years, I've been in ministry, I've been in for 25, not doing what I'm doing for 25, but I've been in for a while. And I entered a level of peace for the first time since I moved into a house of rest instead of resisting the house arrest. I just rested in the Lord. It wasn't easy. But now, you know, let me just say this. I don't believe my sickness and my chronic illness was from the Lord. I do not believe that at all. And I don't think that God brings sickness, but he will use it. You know, he will use everything to change your heart and to get you. But it's not from him. You don't have to put up with it. During my 4 years of limitation, I used to travel and speak at churches and conferences all over the world. I had a lot of energy. I had a lot of vitality. And then all of a sudden, it hit me. I knew that, you know, wow, I had to stop what I just described. I knew I've been around long enough that when you take time off, if you're, it's what's called an itinerant minister, traveling minister. If you're itinerant minister, if you don't have a backup plan, your offerings and your finances go away right away. Now, that's not our motivation. Of course, it's not. Our motivation is to fulfill the words that the Lord gives us. But there is a spiritual principle of giving and receiving. And so when I was then hitting the wall back in 2014, 2013 and 14, then the Lord gave me a strategy and he gave me a plan to do what I do now on the internet. People don't even know. I only traveled twice last year, maybe three times. No one knows. I used to travel 3 weekends in a month. And the Lord gave me this strategy so that for 4 years of limitation, he multiplied everything in my ministry four times. With that strategy, the example, following on social media four times at least, it's even greater now. Financially blessed us four times. And I'd like to say I could take credit for it, but I can't. I really can't. It was the Lord. And I'm just saying right now that the Lord wants to give you a strategy to get you into the new season. He gave me this plan on what to do, you know, like through the internet. And so I began also during this time, what matters more than anything is that I grew close and intimate with the Lord. I became a prophetic intercessor I haven't been one in a long time. I started out as a prophetic intercessor. I spent 4 hours a day in prayer from 4 a.m. To about 7 or 8 usually each day. You don't have to do that, but that's just what happened to me. Is I started getting into a deep, deep love with the Lord. And also in the midst of this, I started having heavenly encounters last year. And, you know, this is a time that God wants to restore you. He restored my heart. He restored my love and my peace. Now, I'm 100% healed. I got healed in the midst of this. Now, I'm not traveling yet. I just got healed just this year. I'm not traveling yet because there was the limitations placed on me. Now, this is what I observed that I'm still under a little bit of this. I'm helping other people get out of what I call a Jeremiah 36, chapter 36 to 39 prison. It's a Jeremiah prison. And Jeremiah was thrown into prison. And this was a limiting time for him. He was still prophesying, but it was a limiting time. I began to release prophetic words about a coming revival to the outcast. These are the Ezekiel 34 weak sheep. And this was back in 2013. I had an encounter. Oh my goodness, actually it started before that. But these spiritual outcasts, these are perceived outcasts, by the way. I'm not judging these people as bad, but these are the ones that the church considers unclean and an abomination. These are the tattooed and pierced. These are the liberals. These are the LGBTQ community, to name a few. I don't believe they're outcasts. I believe they're wonderful people. I believe that God wants to do something new. And all I did, I tell you, all I did was answer the call of the Lord to begin to love people. I haven't changed my theology, I tell you. I haven't changed what the Bible says about anything. But I tell you, the Lord opened up and brought me into some underground movements that are going on right now in all these areas, in the tattooed and pierced, in the LGBTQ community, where the Holy Spirit is actually moving. And they are a lot of these groups are afraid to say anything because they get wounded and devoured by Christians. Now, I'm not judging in any way, shape, or form here anybody, but I'm just saying this is what put me in house arrest was many people started to pray against me. Christians started to pray against me because they thought I was a heretic. And all I was doing is saying, this is why we need to love and not judge. God's doing this right now. I've been following my words. I'm not, I'm not a liberal. I still have my same theology, you know, and I still I still believe what the Bible says, but we need to love people. That's all I said was love people. Man, did I ever get hit. And it hit me very hard and very similar to Jeremiah 36. Let me read this. Jeremiah 36, verse 23. Then the king read the scroll, which Jeremiah actually had written. It's a prophetic word about something. He said, when the king read the scroll, he cut it off with the scribe's knife and threw it in the fire pot. The entire scroll burned. Now, this is what can happen. It was happening to me. The Lord told me that I started releasing words about loving people and not changing anything, just loving. That's all. Hey, that's all, honestly. Follow my words, you'll see. And then what happened to me is like what happened with Jeremiah 36 and 37. In chapter 37, verse 16, Jeremiah was put into a vaulted cell in a dungeon where he remained for a long time. Now, this is something similar to what is happening to some people today. I'm in a Jeremiah 36 time because in some cases, like the scribe's knife, the king took the scribe's knife. This is someone with authority, and that some major people had come against me, and like with my articles on the internet. And when you get that happening, now it wasn't them themselves; it was people under them was actually doing it. And I'm just telling you, this is what's going on right now. But I ended up in this prison, this time of limitation. But I want to be clear that I'm not judging anybody here. I've had to walk through this time of repentance. I'm not holding anything against anybody. And remembering the prophetic word I released, right? That we have to get out of fear, the lack of love and judgments. We had to work through these things. So God is encouraging us to keep going through this time because the chains of limitation are about to be lifted. The difficult times of being misunderstood and feeling betrayed and cut off are about to end. And instead of house arrest, God's going to give you a place of peace and a house of rest for you. So that new rest is coming, and it will be the praise, actually, and being grateful. We know this from Acts 16, verse 25. Paul and Silas was in prison, and here's how they got out. In Acts 16, 25, about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns. And to the other prisoners and listening, the other prisoners were listening. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake, the foundation of the prisons were shaken, and all at once the prison doors flew open and everyone's chains fell off. Well, there you go. There's a word. I'm telling you, you start to praise in the midst of your circumstances, the Lord is going to come through for you. That's what I've been doing. I've been praising God in the midst of this and being grateful as possible. And it will open up things around you. So you want to focus on God's goodness, His beauty, His awe, His love. And those prison walls are going to shake open. We're going to see something happen the next 2 months over people who have been set aside, like Joseph in Genesis 40 and 41. He was set aside to bring the word of the Lord and open up finances at the right time in the right place. And it's going to happen right now. We're going to see these things happen. Now, I want to activate this. I want to activate this prayer to release you from house arrest or whatever it is. If you need a house, maybe you're in prison. So Lord, we come into agreement on earth as it is in heaven. And we release and repent for anybody that has hurt us or done anything wrong to us that has caused us maybe even to pull back or be angry or whatever. We release and repent over all that. We say, Lord, nothing happens to us except that you allow it. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we take authority over all of these situations and we submit to our house of rest and ask you now, Lord, to release us from house arrest and give us this grateful heart. Give us songs of praise. give us the verses that we need to now decree and declare and shake open, drop off the chains, shake open the prison cells, get ready to move forward. Just like Joseph was set aside for that time, he came on the scene at the right time. I release that right now in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, one last thing. We need to stop the violence and the storms that are going on right now. In the month of July, I release a prophetic word, several of them actually, how to stop the violence and storms that are hitting the world, hitting your house. Maybe, but it's just so incredible. It's the Lord showed me it's three demonic forces coming together. And last month's Spirit Connection, July 2018, go back and listen to it. In fact, I told my team, we better keep that up on the internet for a while. You know, sometimes we archive things. We better keep that up there because there's something powerful over this. Ecclesiastes 4:12. Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves, but a cord of three strands cannot be quickly broken. So one might be able to defend yourself. You know, two do better, but three is very powerful. That's the power of agreement. This is the Bible. This is the word of the Lord. And this is from Ecclesiastes. So the first thing, don't fight this battle alone. One can be defended or overpowered. It says one can actually be overpowered. You want to come into agreement with two or more people to get through your house arrest, to get through the violence, to get through the storm that is here. I tell you, I had been praying and had my team praying, but it wasn't until in July the Lord gave me that strategy. He said, why don't you agree together with two other people, you know, at my level, peers of mine. And when I did, we got a three-strand cord, broke open the warfare, broke things open, and it was a release. And the Lord said, now tell this to my people that if you agree together, two agree together, it would be done. Three, and it will really break things open. So write that down. Ecclesiastes 4:12 is to get two or three people to begin to pray. Now, this is what was happening in the demonic realm right now. It works positive and negative. Three demonic forces. See, the three-strand cord is not easily broken. That's why we have to agree together. Three demonic forces have been attacking the world. It's the spirit of fear, the lack of love, and judgments and accusations. So it's really important to get rid of these things in our life. You know, sometimes that we can say, oh, you know, it's fear, or, you know, it's an emotion. Oh, no, it's a demon. And we can't have these things in common with Satan. And Jesus tells us that. He said, the spirit of this world, the prince of this world is coming back, but he's found nothing in me. You want to get to a place where you don't have these things in common. In other words, you get healing in your soul, you repent, you work through these things. It takes time, takes time. That's why you want to come into agreement and get help. But you will want to break free of fear, lack of love, which actually graduates to hatred, judgments, and accusations. And so before I could release this prophetic word in July, myself and my entire team, we had to repent of these things so that Satan couldn't come and attack me. And we've been able to work through that. And so now I can stand and say, listen, this will work. You can break through this. And it's really important to get rid of fear. That's the first one. Have no agreement with it. The Lord did not give us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. Now, according to 1 John 4:18, fear combined with the lack of love can send tormentors. Look at it in the New King James Version, 1 John 4:18. Fear with the lack of love can bring tormentors. And that's what's going on today, why people are going crazy. It's going on in the world. That's why we're losing our power and our effectiveness in prayer. We're praying in the name of Jesus. But if you're not seeing anything, you might want to listen to this. You know, listen to me. How you treat people behind the wheel of your car or on the internet that people you don't agree with, or how you treat your children or your family members when no one's looking, is the decider right now. It'll tell you if you're operating in these things. We need to be very careful. We need to repent and clean these things up so that we can get authority back in our prayer. And I'd recommend going back and listening to last month, the Spirit Connection, July 2018. Also, I had a blog called Prophetic Word, Making Sense of the Chaos in the World. And I put it out a couple of times, this word. We need to get this down. Now, here's the new strategy the Lord gave me for this month to break fear, to break lack of love, and to break judgments and accusation. You'll want to decree this. Psalm 7, verse 9. O righteous God, who searches the minds and the hearts, bring an end to the violence of the wicked and make the righteous secure. This is the month right now. I'm giving you three things to work on, just like a three-chord strand cord could not be broken. There's three parts of this prophetic word, and that I want you to decree this. All of us need to be praying this. Psalm 7, verse 9, God, who searches the minds and the hearts, bring an end to the violence and of the wicked and make the righteous secure. The Lord showed me that if we would start praying this, decreeing this, especially through August, but you want to make a habit of it, He's gonna do it. He's gonna step up, and he's gonna start to release to you strategies for stopping these things in your neighborhood and in your community. I have to watch the news every day. I have the AP, the Associated Press news app on my phone because I have push notifications on because I want to pray right away when I hear things. But I'm also praying every day, and I tell you, I see the answers to prayers, and some of the things that were supposed to be violent didn't happen. Now we are seeing violence in the world. There's storms right now. We want to pray for everyone. Jesus demonstrated for us right now how to have peace in the storm. You can read it in Matthew 8, 23 through 26. When he got in the boat, the storm had a furious storm came up on the lake. The waves were over the boat, but Jesus was sleeping. So the disciples went and got him and said, Lord, save us. And, we're going to drown. And he says, oh, you of little faith, why are you afraid? And then he got up, he rebuked the winds and the wave, and it obeyed him. And everything was completely calm. Then another time, Jesus walks on the water in Matthew 14, 22 and 32. I tell you, there's one time we can sleep during rest, in other words, enter into rest. Another time you need to battle. You need to get up and rise above the attacks. And I think it's interesting that Matthew 14:32 is when Jesus got in the boat, the winds calmed down. You want to invite the Lord into your storm right now. We want to pray and activate the calming of the storms, all the fires, the floods, the tragedies that are happening everywhere right now, the storms. Lord, we speak right now, just like you did. Peace be still to the storm. Lord, we ask that you would put these fires out, that you would send the rain without lightning, that you would calm the winds, and you would calm the storms that are happening all over the world. We come into agreement now with Psalm 7, verse 9, that, Lord, bring an end to the violence that's happening, including the violence of storms. Have you seen this commonality? You're seeing violence on the streets and you're seeing violence in the atmosphere. We need to shift this, and the way we shift it is by not coming into agreement with it. We want to come into agreement with the good things of the Lord. Opposite of these things, opposite of fear is having faith. The opposite of lack of love, obviously, is perfect or mature love. The opposite of judgments is blessing. You want to come into agreement with that. So, Lord, we activate this prophetic word. This is a three-strand word in Jesus' name. And for the first time last month, I had to release my prophetic words, three of my prophetic words last month. I didn't even realize it. They came out one a week. I didn't plan it that way, but the Lord kept giving me another one, and it was a three-strand cord. And I'm seeing that's going to happen again. We're going to release this. The first part of this word is going to come out Tuesday the 7th. I think it is. I think we've arranged it for August 7th to come out. Then there's going to be some additional words come out after that with the additional things to pray. But I wanted to get the first part of the word out there to you so we can get this into the hands of the intercessors and calm the storm around you. We can do that. So, hey, thank you so much for just following us and our ministry, DougAddison.com. follow me on social media, Doug T. Addison on Facebook, on Twitter and Instagram, and The Doug Addison on Facebook. And so I'm going to be doing a special training to follow up on this. I tell you, the Lord gave us a strategy for training this month, in the month of August. And it's a special training. It's called Preparing for Your Destiny. It's not called that. It is Preparing for Your Destiny. Gateway to Your Destiny, Getting Results in the Courts of Heaven. This is really important. It's a strategic time to prepare and release verdicts and assignments from heaven. And I have a special guest, attorney, author, speaker, a good friend of mine, Elizabeth Nixon. And maybe you heard her on my podcast, or maybe you followed her on the internet. I tell you, she's a spirit-filled attorney who understands law, and she understands the courts of heaven. She opens things up. So we're going to tag team on this special training, and you're going to learn how to file the right type of the petition. In fact, we're going to give you some petitions that you can actually just fill in your name and your situation that you can file in the courts of heaven. But these specifically are to access your destiny. It's going to open things up, and it's going to shift things. I'm going to talk about the higher level stuff that maybe we haven't talked about previously. And people ask, well, you know, I took your Courts of Heaven 1 and your Courts of Heaven 2. What's the difference? Well, those two were about prayer and warfare and how to file, claims in heaven, how to settle outside of court, you know, how to do that type of thing. But this is different. This is having to do with destiny. This is more with petitioning the Lord for your inheritance and opening things up and understanding things at a deeper level. So do you need to take the previous ones, Courts of Heaven 1 and 2? No, you don't. We've designed this so that we're going to bring you up to speed quick. So it's Saturday, August 18th, 10 to noon. You don't have to be there. In fact, it's $37, but if you respond by midnight tonight, which is an early bird special that we always do on Spirit Connection, you can get it for $32 tonight, and you can just click on the link right there. All right, you'll want to get in. Space is limited, you'll want to get a hold of that because it's a really powerful time. My new free ebook, 4 Keys That Change Your Life. Go to my website, dougaddison.com/4Keys, and download it, because it'll help align you for this season. And I've been talking about this message for a while. The Lord gave me this, very similar to some of the things I've been releasing, but I pulled it together in the free ebook that gets you a radical breakthrough in your health, your finances, your relationships. It can change things around. Also, just so you know, when you download the ebook, in case you haven't done this already, you'll get an offer right away, or maybe within a few days, for a special audio set that I've never released anywhere. In fact, it's not available on my website. The Lord told me to do it this way, that the people who get the message of the 4 keys need to get also this audio. So you'll get the opportunity to purchase the 3 audios at cost for us. It's $4.99 for 3 audios, and you can get them right away. And these are not leftover audios. This is something that I wrote these specifically based on what the Lord told me to do to help you to be able to develop these things in your life. That's why he said to do it through the free ebook, the 4 keys, then to do the 3 audios. And then we also have another thing coming after that. But if you haven't gotten it, I would recommend getting this into your spirit, because this is the season for those things. Also, we've got the Hearing the Voice of God 365 online activation school. We've opened it up again. We closed it for a while for repairs and maintenance, but we're back up. You can break through your barriers of hearing God. This is a 12-month school, but you can do it. It's through the internet. You can do it anytime. You do it at your schedule. There's no homework. There's no books, because we did it in an activation style where you watch videos and you have activation exercises, and we have a Facebook group, and we have live coaches to help walk you through, and I do a monthly call. So you want to check this out. Not only that, just go to hearingGod365.com. We're now going to release the teacher training kit for this. If you wanted to teach this, this is a huge undertaking that we went through to release the school to begin with. Now, we've got people to go through it. We're about to release the teacher training version. If you want to teach this in your school, in your community, in your ministry, at your church, stay tuned for that because it's going to come. Anyway, you can partner with us. Inlight Connections, the name of my ministry. You can partner with us by going to DougAddison.com/give. You can text the word LOVE to 45888. Our partners are people who support us monthly. Now, we give you 10% on all of our workshops and the stuff online, everything but the school, the big school, you know, the Hearing God 365. But I tell you, we also give you access to our private partner portal. That's a website with archives and things, plus a Facebook page that's only open to our partners. We have a pastor over our partners, and I'm in there as well. And I pray for you every day. Plus, we send a mentoring video out every month that's not released anywhere else. I'm just saying, it's just a good time if you want to go through some type of at some level some mentoring. You can become a partner with us, and I do the best I can. It's not like it's one-on-one or anything like that, but it is the kind of the cutting edge stuff that's going on right now. And so I'm excited for what God's doing, and I'm going to now go to some Q&A, and we've got my team has pulled together some questions for the next 15 minutes or so. Okay, let me see where they went. Where are the questions? I have to move my screen around here. 1 second. Okay, yep. We do have them. Pam is typing them out for me in the chat room. And I think Sandy is also gathering some questions. So Pam and Sandy plus my whole team is doing this. Thanks to everybody. And here are the questions for this month. This one's from Shan. I experienced a big breakthrough, but now it seems like the situation is backtracking, I guess, or you know, everything's different. What should I do? Well, listen, it's common. You'll get a breakthrough and then everything looks opposite. So there's a couple of things. One, stand by faith and believe God wants to do it. Two, ask the Lord, begin to ask for the mysteries to be revealed to you, what's holding it back. Three, be open to the fact that God might be using this to prepare you for something bigger. Four is begin to pray into this. If it starts going one way and then suddenly it goes the other, pull back enough till you get wisdom. There's some good news for you. This is the month of revelation and mysteries revealed. So I'd recommend to decree these verses I've been showing you here and then ask the Lord to speak to you about it. I would focus just on that. Take communion, begin to do these prayer things and ask the Lord. I think you're going to see something happen. Here's one from Sherry. How can I minister to a family member who has had past hurts from the church? Well, you know, that's a good question because there's a lot of people like that. And that's the group I feel called to. My wife and I, when we started into ministry years ago, we planted our first church in 1998. And we wrote our mission statement, remember fighting it just recently, that we, you know, we feel called to the outcast. I think it wasn't a mission statement. It was on a fundraising letter that we sent out to our friends back in 1997. We were going to go plant a church. We felt called to start a church into people to help reach people who've been wounded by a bad religious or negative experience with church. So in other words, my wife, Linda, and I, that's our whole calling. That's been our whole ministry. And not being judgmental in any way, we're just saying we want to help pick up the pieces. Now, to minister to your own family members, you have to have grace. That's what I did. You have to have grace for them. You can't have any requirements because that's what's going to really, the thing that hurts people more is when we add to the very hurt that they got. So watch for their hot buttons and stay away from them. Spend time listening to them. I tell you, on some of my outreaches, I used to be an outreach specialist. In other words, I was an evangelist. And I went from apologetics to apologizing. because of this very thing. You have family members, you have people with past wounds, and it's real important to help heal those wounds. Become a MASH unit, Mobile Army Surgical Hospital. A lot of my training, a lot of my previous webinars that I have online, even Hearing the Voice of God 365 has a section on this. I address this in everything I do. Learn to speak in a non-religious way. Learn to be compassionate with people and be careful of their wounds. And you can't, I tell you, we're in a season right now where you just can't come out with the truth shotgun and, you know, barrel people with the truth and say, I'm not going to candy coat it. I'm tired. You know, you can't do that now. There's too many wounded. They're laying everywhere. I tell you, there's over a billion wounded people out there, at least. And that's why Bob Jones, he's in heaven now, the late Bob Jones, he had a word from the Lord that there would be a billion soul harvest. And I now see these people. They've been wounded everywhere. So I've given you a few things to do, but begin to decree some verses over them. Whatever you can find. And if you can't find anything, I always use Ephesians 1:18. That the eyes of their heart would be enlightened to the goodness of God. Begin to decree those verses over them about their wounds. I pray that they would come into a place of healing and understanding who you are, Lord. Begin to do that. And I'm so glad that you care enough about it. And so here's one from New Beginnings and Miracles was the screen name. Love that one. What should I do when a prophetic word makes me feel confused? Well, that's when you need to just like focus. I have a book, a small book. You can actually download it. You buy the download or whatever. It's called God Spoke Now What? How to Activate Your Prophetic Word. I address some of these things in here. How to test a prophetic word. We actually go into it more in Hearing the Voice of God 365. How to test the prophetic word. If there's confusion around it, you're going to want to, first of all, write the word down. Begin to pray into it. Decree some verses. You got to find some verses that back up what the things are, or begin to actually just say, Lord, or some of the Spirit of Truth verses I just gave earlier in the webcast, you can use over this. You can say, Lord, reveal to me what's hidden in darkness over this word. That's Daniel 2:22. Lord, Spirit of Truth, come. When He comes, He will reveal all things. He will not speak on His own. He will only speak of the things that are yet to come. Those are the Spirit of Truth verses. Begin to do that over this prophetic word. Begin to pray over it and ask the Lord if it's for now, if it's for later, or if it's even real. Now, this is a good time to do that because this month we're going to start seeing things happen. Things are going to shift around because mysteries are going to be revealed from heaven. Here's a question from Ernie. I've been feeling extra warfare in July, and so have many people I know. Is it normal, and how should I respond? Yep, man, was July ever a lot of warfare? And yes, it is. You don't want to expect it, of course. My goodness, you don't want to expect because that opens the door to it. But if it's there, then you respond by sticking with the last thing God spoke to you. Begin to decree and pray each day that the Lord would reveal Himself to you, that He would. This is when you want to agree together. Remember, one can be overpowered, two can defend themselves, but three is very hard to break. So find three people, two to three or more, to agree with in prayer. I don't care if you can't. Don't give me any excuses. I tell this to people all the time. How did I get healed? Oh, I found three people actually, to agree with me in prayer. They go, I don't have anybody. Well, then I tell you, you need to press in. You need to find some. My goodness, there's the internet. It doesn't say you have to find three top anointed people. Hey, it doesn't matter. You know, the Lord will use the prayers of His people. You'll want to decree right now to break the warfare. July was a time on the Jewish calendar. Now, I don't follow this a lot, and I don't like to be superstition or expect it, but it was the Jewish month, or we're coming out of the Jewish month of Av, A-V. And Av, the ninth of Av, if you look it up, is when, the temple, two times with the Israelites, the temple was destroyed on during that time. So I don't want to expect it, but there is a lot of warfare right around this time because it's right before Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. The enemy wants to get you distracted right now. So how to respond is to plow forward with what God is telling you to do. You need to now grab hold of it. And this is why I'm releasing these verses to decree a thing and it shall be done. I've given you a three-strand attack against what's going on right now. And just don't focus on the warfare. Don't give Satan the glory. Don't expect it. Ask the Lord to release his mysteries to you. Here's one from Jenny. I think it's Jenny or something like that. Is there a difference between words of encouragement and prophetic words? Well, there's not really anything in the Bible that says that, you know, that there's one of them is, it does say that prophecy is for strengthening, encouragement, and comfort. So there is that element of prophecy. Now, there are varying prophetic words. So you might get a prophetic word, let's say, for instance, for teaching purposes, let's say that a word comes between 1 and 10, right? 1 is God loves you. That's an encouraging word. It's not all that prophetic, right? 10 is like, all right, this is what God's doing. An angel shows up. This is your name. You need to do this, and this is where you're going to move. That's a 10, right? Well, number one doesn't sound all that powerful. You say it to someone who's hurting. I've done this so many times in the mall. I went up to someone and I saw someone, and the Lord just said, tell them God loves them. I thought, well, that's not all that powerful. That's a level one, right? You do it at the right time, and they're going to burst into tears. So is that powerful? Yes, it is. So the difference between encouraging words and prophetic words is a level of intensity of it. Encouraging words are still from the Lord, or everything needs to be through encouragement. We are no longer in a time of judgmental Old Testament prophecy, and you need to study the New Testament prophet Agabus in the book of Acts. You'll find that there is a difference these days, and so everything needs to be encouraging, uplifting, edifying. That will help. And so there is a difference, and it's the intensity of God. But a one, level one encouraging word, a level 10 visitation of Jesus doesn't matter. What matters is it changes your heart and brings you closer to the Lord. Ephesians 1:17 is my life verse. I pray that you would have wisdom and revelation. Wisdom and revelation, that's prophecy, right? So that you may know him better. That's what you want. That's the end result of prophecy, of dreams, of visions. I tell you again, this is exactly what I'm going over, is exactly what we go through in my Hearing the Voice of God online activation school. And these are the things that people have been asking me and the stuff I wish I would have known 25 years ago. You know, I would have saved myself and people around me a lot of pain. Time and money, making mistakes. So here's another question from Jenny B. I received a prophetic word from God for other people, but I have trouble hearing God for myself. Is this normal? And what should I do? Yes, it is very normal, but I wouldn't accept it as so. Sometimes there's a block and that you need to remove that block. And there's some exercises that you can do. You can start, like especially this month of the month of August. You know, if you need to hear from the Lord, you can go one a day. You can go one a day and say, Lord, I want you to speak to me. And here's what I would do. In fact, I worked with a guy who was part of one of my mentoring groups, and he was accurate, man. He was an accurate prophet. He would let it rip, and he would prophesy. In fact, I'd bring him in to some of my online groups just to let him prophesy, but he had a problem. He didn't know how to prophesy over himself. And so it took time. We prayed over him. We took time. And he had a breakthrough. And so if you're having trouble with that, I wish I could go into it more. Again, that's what I do at Hearing God 365 in all my training as well. But just ask the Lord to speak to you through his word and keep it focused. All right, everybody. We're wrapping it up here. Remember that if you want to be part of the webinar. It's not a webinar. It's actually an online workshop training that I'm doing with Elizabeth Nixon on August 18th. You can sign up and save $5 until midnight tonight. That goes away. And then we're going to launch the registration on Friday, where you'll be able to sign up. I tell you, I would sign up soon, because this one, good chance it might sell out. And I believe that the Lord is doing something new right now. And be sure to follow me on DougAddison.com, my daily prophetic word, as well. Hashtag daily prophetic. Don't forget, if you've been blessed by what we do, feel free to do DougAddison.com/give. All right. Thanks to my team. Thanks to everybody. Lord, we pray right now. Activate these prophetic words. We ask now, Lord, to calm the storm in the name of Jesus. We pray that the violence would cease. Lord, we pray right now for the release of mysteries, heavens open, mysteries revealed, and house arrest now would turn into a house of rest in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all. Thank you to my team as well. I tell you, I'm so grateful for the team and for the Enlight Connection team. All right. Bless you. See ya.